Last week was National Bullying Awareness Week in Canada. It came amid allegations of workplace harassment on the part of MHAs in this province. Still, the province said in a statement that they are doing their part to address bullying, especially in schools.
They do promote anti-bullying in schools. We do have a safe and caring school policy.
Terry Howlett is a teacher at Prince of Wales Collegiate in St. John's. He says that policy and resources on how to address bullying come from several places, including government.
It's a combination of school, district, school, Department of Education resources, and also it's our own in-house policy.
Catherine Hocko is a teacher at Roncalli Elementary School in St. John's. She says resources are available from government for those who seek them out.
I think if you're having issues, there are channels to reach out to.
As for special events last week, many schools in this province focus instead on Pink Shirt Day in February.
We do Pink Shirt Day. We do have a few school initiatives that our guidance counselor does with different presentations.
Meanwhile, the government's policy may be saying one thing, but conduct by government officials says another. That said, Terry Howlett doesn't think MHA behavior has an impact on many of his students.
Unfortunately, I think there's a blasé attitude amongst our student body, and they don't actually pay a whole lot of attention to what goes on up at Confederation Building.
Do you think if elected officials behaved better, more people would be engaged?
I would like to think so.
For Kicker News, I'm John Williams.